thank you. Welcome to our Friday night chat. Seems like it's been a long time. I mean that. It's been a long time for me. I don't know how it feels to you guys, but nonetheless, welcome. Welcome, 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 all of you, all of my BSPs, all of you guys that have... You know, I was going through a bunch of business this week, and we were looking at all of our subscribers and looking at the history of the subscriptions. Do you know we've had... I mean, we've tens of thousands of people have subscribed to this website over the years. Literally, tens of thousands. And I see, you know, how long a lot of you guys go back. It's pretty trippy. It's too bad I'm going to have to jack the price on you. I'm fucking around. You know I'm kidding. It's not going to go up for you. It's going up for the new customers, so just don't freak out on me, okay? So welcome to our chat. We're going to, as soon as we, I was remiss in logging in a bit earlier because I was doing some, getting some other business done. However, I'm very grateful that you guys are with me here, and Jesus Christ, what a fucking world, huh? What a world we live in, right? Let me see what I'm doing here, man. That's it. Now, where's goddamn Thunder, my cat? Thunder! Where you at, honey? Thunder! She was bugging me all night, man. She wanted to go out. I don't know if you can, if any of you guys know this, but California's been just buried in fucking water. And it, while it is true that we're the biggest bunch of pussies when it comes to weather, this is a California rainstorm that is... They're bad, and we've got flood warnings up and down the fucking state. We have, as recently as, I don't know, whenever the fuck it was, man, we had flood warnings this afternoon. I was having lunch in Newberry Park, and all of a sudden my phone, and you hear everybody's phone go off at the same time. All these fucking weather alerts and shit. There's Bryn. Hey, Bryn, how you doing, Bryn? Bryn was on Facebook talking to me. Allie and Bryn are with us. Nathan. What happened to you, Nathan? Did you bail out? That's why Nathan's saying he was at the original price, but then he got fucked. Frank is with us. Bernie G getting some bad buffering here in Western Arizona. I don't doubt... Frank or Bernie, it's because of the weather we're having here. We got some shit can weather, man. So just hang in. Flood warnings in Glendale. Wasey, best part of Friday night. I think so. Allie, Vernon Dozier must be pissed to have to work at Subway tonight. I don't think he works at Subway till the summertime, Allie. I don't know why that makes me laugh, thinking of Vernon eating at Subway. You'd almost think the guy was real. Nathan says it was buffering. This is one night I'm glad I'm not in Thousand Oaks. No rain in Montana. Yeah, James, it's bad here, man. And, of course, you know, I'm driving down the freeway today to meet my ex-wife, Maria, for lunch. Yes, that's right. Had a very good lunch. In fact, I ate, like, a lot of sushi, because you can, because it's low-cal shit. But we came out of the restaurant. It was pissing down rain. Got into the car, pissing down rain. And it has not stopped since about... 2 o'clock this afternoon, has not stopped. They say an inch an hour for 5 hours. That's flood level rain, you know. I was in New Orleans when we had 12 inches of rain inside of 6 hours. That was in May of 1978. The entire, wasn't like the flood that they had in 2005, but it was goddamn bad. I mean, the West Bank was underwater. Anyway... Doug, Phil, thanks for doing the Ted Bell with the Dunphys bit today. I often use the word cabbage in honor of Ted Bell whenever I write baseball articles based on gambling. Doug, where do you write baseball articles? We want to read your work. Doug, you're not Doug McIntyre, are you? No. I should be so lucky. Ken Forsey, Santos says, keep driving 65 despite the rain. Yes, because with those well-oiled tires, your car floats above the water. So, Bernie G, I got out of Dodge, L.A. before the rain, heading east. What's it like driving one of those goddamn things in the rain, Bernie? It must be like, well, I don't know. It probably the fucking truck's heavy enough where it probably doesn't matter. The Dunphy Bros singing Lady in Red. Yeah. I never seen a woman so light. Yeah. Nathan Smith, hope everyone in California stays safe during the deluge of water. Thank you, Nathan. We're trying, but... Didn't bail on you, Phil. Just couldn't keep up subscription for a few months is all. I was on vacation. I understand. I totally understand, man. But I hope you're at least you're at $9.99 or whatever it is now, $10.99, $10.95. Doug, Phil, no, I own MajorLeagueBaseballReports.com. Awesome. Everybody go to MLBReports.com and check out the latest on Major League Baseball. Doug is the cat who owns that and keeps us up to date on baseball. And I got to tell you, Doug, I've gotten back into baseball because I was away from baseball for years. Years and years and years and years and years. And it used to be my passion. I used to love, I lived for baseball, especially as a kid. And then I just said, fuck it. I don't know why, but I just got tired of it. But I'm now returning to, especially since the Cubs won and they, and you know, you got to admit the Cubs winning the World Series sort of just infused the atmosphere with, take me out to the ball game shit. So, and I liked the interviews that were done on Major League. I got the MLB channel and they talked to the manager and his girlfriend. What's that guy's name? Anyway, I got to know him by way of these interviews. He's such a down to earth guy. And he and his girlfriend or his wife, I guess now, they go back and forth to spring training in their goddamn RV. And he seems like a pretty regular guy. So it was fun to watch. Nathan Smith, also glad to hear John Jerryman this week and really have been enjoying the pre-shows. Nathan, thank you. I think you're the only guy that watches the pre-shows, so thank you. And, I'll split any profits that we make from the book because I'm writing a book based on all the pre-show rants. We'll take all of those and just put them into a book. And I don't know. It's an idea that Lauren Keller had. Bryn, hydroplaning means there are skid marks in the car as well as out of it. Frank, drove to the rained out Genesis Open and enjoyed Jerryman on the way back from on the way back to Vegas. Where's the Genesis Open, Frank? California, I guess, because it was rained out. That's fucked up. Or is it tennis? Wouldn't be tennis. It's a little early in the season for in California, anyway. James Kopp and Phil, is the Sepulveda Basin filled up? Last bad rainstorm, the water was higher than the stop signs. I haven't been that far into Los Angeles since the rain started, but probably I got to say, yeah, man, because this shit has not stopped. And I just put in new floors in the house, and I come home, and I see a fucking lake in my goddamn living room, and now I got new floors, but the goddamn doors that we put in 10 years ago, they're leaking. So I had this puddle of water, and that's why I put in laminate floors, you know, so it wouldn't. Steve, first time I've been in the chat for months. Hi, y'all. Steve Seifert. Hello, Steve. Gary Harper. Jesus, I better check the weather report. L, that rendition of Lady in Red, I could never unheard. unhear it. I never seen you looking so good. I got to find that, man. Wasey, you excited for the World Baseball Classic this year, Phil? No. The James, welcome back, Steve. George McFly. Good evening, Mr. Henry. George, how you doing? Where is everybody tonight? Where's George and who else? Steve, where you at, man? Brendan, checking in briefly from Anchorage. Heading out so I can stay. So I can't stay, but I've missed the last few chats, so I wanted to say, hey, Phil, and all that. Hey, Brendan, how you doing, man? Well, where are you going on a Friday night in Anchorage, Alaska? Although you're an hour behind us, so it's 8:09 in Anchorage. So I guess you're out bar hopping or something. I'll bet you it's cold as shit up there, huh? What's the weather like, man? Give us a weather report on Anchorage, fucking Alaska, at 8 o'clock at night on a Friday night here in the middle of February. God! When's the last time you saw the sun? You know what I'm saying, man? I bet you it's fucked up, right? Rory McLeod, I can't get into baseball since my team, the Padres, are an affront to all humankind. True. That'll be fine. Padres will get their shit together sooner or later. Bernie G, driving the truck is not so bad. Dealing with the other dummies on the road sometimes is not. Ask Bernie what it's like driving those 18-wheelers. Be careful, man. Give all those dumbasses all kinds of leeway, you know. You may not even know that you're fucking with a truck when you're driving. You may make a lane change in front of a truck, and you may think, oh, it's cool. And what you've done is you've lane changed right in front of a truck as he's on a downward fucking hill, and he's like, you know, he's got to break that son of a bitch to keep from, you know, basically flattening your car. And a lot of people are like, what? I didn't do anything wrong. My rule of thumb on truckers is just give them a lot of room. And because this is a true story. My life was saved by two truck drivers. And this is the truth. I was 19 years old. I was on the San Bernardino Freeway, and I was in between two fucking semis when the brakes locked up on the 250 OSA fucking motorcycle that I was on. And the bike starts to skid. And I'm telling you, both of these guys, I saw them recede. They hit the brakes and backed away as I was able to get the fucking bike over to the median, middle median. Now, I remember that vividly. And I think it can't be a coincidence. Oh, I think I'll just hit the brakes here in the middle of a goddamn freeway with all these fucking... I think they probably saw some blue smoke or some shit coming from the bike. But both of them, because I remember thinking, I don't know where I'm going to set this motherfucker down. I'm going to die. And these guys just hit the brakes, backed off, and I went over to the medium out near Covina on the 10 freeway. So I got a special soft place in my heart for truckers. Not you, Bernie, because you're kind of... pervert, but everybody else, I'm kidding. Here's Frank. Cleveland Indians, 2017 World Series champions, go Tribe. All right. George McFly, how are you? I'm doing good, George. Thank you. Wasey, Maury McLeod, I feel your pain. Rockies fan here. Hayden, the alt-right report with RC was good to hear. Thanks. I'm going to try to, you know, get a little more into character on that.
You know, he's just like, you know, I think RC is good with that, where he's just, you know, everything is just very definite and shit, and that, and, you know, and everything like that, Mr. Henry.
You really think you know what you're doing, huh?
Yeah, I think I do.
Phil, I own several world records for fastest to see all 30 MLB parks. I saw them all in 23 days during 2012 and also went to 224 games live in 2015, which is another... No shit, Doug. Do you mind telling us your last name? Doug, one of our BSPs, owns several world's records for the fastest to see all 30 Major League parks, 23 days. Now... how'd you see all 30 in 23 days? Were there games going on? Or was it just, you know, you saw like two or three in one day? Allie says she listens to the pre-shows. Thank you, Allie, very much. Kip Massey, Phil, last week the BSP Classic Hour was the first long-form bit I ever heard Bozell chucking his kid off a roof as a way to teach him about safety because Steve Irwin, Mr. Alligator, did reckless shit with his kid. Why not Bozell? Yeah, I remember when we picked that one out. We have a lot of Steve Bozell bits that we want to put into a best of and make available in the download store. And we're going to do that when we get the new site up and running. Yes, I know a lot of you are impatient, but it is on its way. And as I was just talking to Shane today, and I was talking to DJ, talking to a bunch of people that are involved with the website. And we're making major league progress. Right now, the discussion is around the looks of the characters because we're going to have... you're going to see the characters for the first time, not maybe for the first time, but you're going to see them relative to the archives, relative to their bits, relative to where you want to go on the site. Oh, I want to go see Pastor William Rennick. You're going to see at least a caricature of him, and you'll get to all these Pastor Rennick bits, which will then also take you into the larger archive. So it's been an interesting couple of weeks signing off on the looks of all these characters, and I actually found a Ted Bell picture you guys might be interested in. Christian, Bernie G, what do you do when someone tosses you a bone? What do you do, man? Ken Forsey, rounding third and being thrown out at home. Doug, Frank, Indians are the best AL by far. L, Phil, I love the pre-shows. Thank you, L. God, I know that anybody ever fucking pays attention to them. Alexis, I listen to all the pre-shows. No shit. Well, we had this thought that we would transcribe them all and turn it into a book. I don't know. That's what this guy, Lauren, who's a sweet guy from Iowa. I don't think he's a BSP, but he's a fan of the show. That was his idea. I want to know what Allie's drinking tonight, by the way. Allie, what you having? Rory McLeod, if your team doesn't have a $100 million payroll, at least forget it. Frank is in Pacific Palisades. Thanks, Frank. Bernie G. Christian, he says to Christian, I wave at them when they flip him a bone. What do you do when they toss you a bone? Hey, Bernie, I asked you this question, and I'm sure you answered it, so forgive me for asking it again. Do you own your own rig, or are you just driver for hire? Not that it matters to me. Wacy, Petco Park is a beautiful park. It is. I was surprised, man. I hadn't really seen the confines. Is that where they had the All-Star game last year? Because I saw quite a bit of it, and it must have been because they had the All-Star game there. It's a beautiful place. Downtown. And I don't know that any of you guys are even aware that there's a downtown San Diego. There is. And the first time I saw downtown San Diego, it had nothing but fucking sailors walking through it. Because San Diego used to be where the Naval Training Center was. And you saw nothing but fucking swabbies walking everywhere. And I went down. We went down to visit my brother. And since then, they've cleaned it up. And I'm kidding. The Navy is, we love the Navy. Kip Massey, and I listen to the pre-shows too. Tell more inside baseball radio stories. I will. Ask me a question about inside. You guys are free to ask me any question you want about radio. I am the man on that shit. Jason, I'm a fan of Cleveland's bitch, Detroit. MD Phil fan. It let up a little over here in Long Beach. Did it, man? I don't know what, it's like coming, is it coming from west to east? Because that's the way it was when I used to live, you know, in the Midwest and back east. Is that how it flows, or does it come north to south or south? I don't know how it happens in California. But if it's let up in Long Beach, I suspect the worst is over. But I don't know what else the weather report. This afternoon at 2, all I heard was, you know, it's going to get very heavy here in the next few hours. And I was looking at Maria, and I said, well, might as well order another bunch of cut rolls from the, you know. I had the best sushi today, man, at a place called Sumo in Newberry Park, California. God damn. And I never used to eat sushi till I got married. And there I was again with my ex and just plowing down these spicy. I love spicy tuna. That's my thing. She gets all that weird shit like rock and roll and, you know, 9/11s and stuff. Doug, Rory McLeod, so true. More like $125 million and above. Doug is Rory says you got to have a $100 million payroll. James Kaufman, the Friday Phil-only shows were good. Actually, those were on Monday, but thank you very much. I think they were, James. Seriously. Mr. Henry, the pre-show rants are the most hilarious things ever, especially once you get on a roll. Terrific. Well, then why don't I just do those as the goddamn show? Kip. Excuse me, Doug. Kip Massey, coldest beer in the majors at Petco Park. All right. David, hey, Phil, when you blame Bud for farting, is it actually you farting? No, there's no farting. It's just it's an inspiration. Not that I don't fart, but it's generally just an inspiration that I have based upon his character. But that's a good question. Rory McLeod, yeah, they built Petco Park and promised to be competitive and then have shit. Then they've shit the bed for the decade since. I read a thing about the Padres. No, it was at the Marlins. Totally different. The Marlins got their new ballpark based upon some bullshit that they laid on the county commission, all this good shit. Earnings, attendance, this, that. And the Marlins have not hit the mark but once. And this was, I don't know how many years they've had that ballpark there. But they said that they would make this much revenue or they'd have this much attendance. That was it. They ain't done shit. I think they thought they'd do $3 million a year in Miami. And I think it's possible to do $3 million a year in Miami, but I don't think they've done it. I think that's the benchmark, and they blew it. They blew it. Nathan, I listen to the pre-shows every day when I'm out. I sit at Taco Bell and listen to the whole thing after recording it at home. No shit. Oh, that's fucking, I'm so happy. I just do it. I don't think anybody listens to that shit. I just like, well, let's put it up there. But it is a BSP-only thing, so I'm glad you guys are hearing it. Allie, I agree with you. The most hilarious things ever. Reggie, Petaluma here. How's it going up there, man? Reggie? San Francisco is probably getting their fucking ass kicked too, man. I don't know where the storm came from, but because it was gorgeous the last few days. It was sunshine. I'm telling you, it was like beautiful blue skies, all kinds of beautiful shit happening, and suddenly just, yeah, fucking dumped on us, man. And in other words, if L.A. was in a different weather zone, you know, it'd be snow. I mean, we'd be buried in fucking snow right about now. That's why I was asking about Anchorage, Alaska. David is in Springfield, Missouri. Thanks, David. Pixie Traveler, Grays Harbor, Washington State. Pixie Traveler is one of our old-time BSPs. Bryn, Hi, Reggie, don't float away. Where's Reggie at, man? Mike Cobain checking in from Boring, Oregon. No shit, man. Mike. Oh, and Steve's in Cincinnati, Ohio. Beautiful. Beautiful. So we were talking about Ohio today. And somebody said something about, well, I was in Ohio, so it's got to be the real deal. And I forget what it was, but this was a comment made by someone. They said, yeah, but it was Ohio, meaning that shit's for real. So I think it was a compliment. Reggie says to Bryn, thanks, Bryn. Yeah, the rains have really kicked wine country's ass. Reggie, where are you at? Petaluma? Is that what you said? Pixie Traveler. I'm a Seattle Supersonics fan, so I'm without a team at the moment. You can always be a fucking Oklahoma Thunder fan, but I know how that is, man. Believe me. By the way, update. I've put myself in line for Charger season tickets. The Rams were all gone, and I, you know, but we'll see how this Charger experience goes. I recognize that people in San Diego are pissed off that the team left, and I really do feel bad for you, but, you know, whatever. And, no, I'm kidding. I put my name in to see if I could get season tickets. But so far, Ticketmaster is fucking it up bad. I mean, fucking it up. I put $1,000 down on this last, two deposits they've requested of me, and I've paid both. One was for $1,000. They only charged me for $100. Something's not quite right there. And I actually messaged Ticketmaster, and they said, yeah, they did all their bullshit. So we'll see what happens, but I am not optimistic, because the San Diego Chargers, the move here, I think, was so quick and so fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they got this shit together at all, man. I don't even know I don't even think they got an office around here anywhere. Where are they located? You know what? Nathan, have the Dumfies sing John Jacob Jingle, Heimer Schmidt. I don't know what that is. Nathan Smith, and checking in from Northwest Georgia. Hey, Nathan. Doug says to Rory, well, I couldn't read that one, man, because we lost that. Pixie Traveler, a mule sounds good. That's what I'm drinking right now. This is a Mexican mule, Frank. Thank you. Gary Harper is with us in Thailand. Bullshit. Seriously? So, Gary, you are our first Asian listener since King Cap, and I don't think King Cap's on with us tonight. Pixel Traveler, no bullcrap. Kettle Chips makes a Moscow Mule potato chip. I'd fucking eat that shit. James Kaufman, RIP, WWE, George the Animal Steel. No kidding. George Steele's gone, huh? He's a wrestling legend. Doug, I'm sure that's true. The Padres, I missed that one. Damn, George Steele is dead, says Doug. Allie, James, really? Oh, no. Reggie, Gary Harper, Sawadi Cap dude. Pixel Traveler, that was George Steele in Ed Wood. Yes, that was George Steele in Ed Wood. George Steele was playing somebody else. Who was he playing in Ed Wood? Wasey, Rum and Coke, a.k.a. Ted. Yes. Bryn, wow, lucky those truckers were on Fleek. Pixel Traveler, the turnbuckle eating legend. Jason, Lobo dislikes. Kim Massey, Liations, I got a Stella, and then I got another Stella, meaning libation. I think, right? Gary Harper, Waddy, no cap, homeboy. Okay, we're getting pig Latin and shit. This is scaring me. George Steele was a school teacher or something in his real life, says Doug Kip Massey. He corrected himself, libations. Tyson, when the Padres get the shit together, Bud will not giggle at Margaret when she says pie. Wasey, kiss the gunner's daughter. Take him below for the makings. James Kaufman, Pixel, with a green tongue. Yes, says Pixel. Doug, Phil, last name is Booth. That's your last name, Doug? Booth? Nathan Smith, uh-oh, buffering. Yep. Brendan, weather's been warmer lately. High 20s right now. This Brendan is telling me this from Alaska, Brendan. Right now with some fresh snowfall, heading to one of our fine breweries with a wife. There really are some good ones here. I'll give the chat a listen tomorrow. Take care. Okay, Brendan, thank you, buddy. 20s. That ain't bad. Going with this little lady to the brewery, you know, on a Saturday night. Man, there is something to be said for domesticity. And this is a Friday night, so you can see that my brain cells have shot to fuck. Pixel Traveler, I was watching some of the old matches on YouTube, etc. I found that great Muta match. Gary Harper, not getting video feed. Have to go by my girlfriend another phone. I'm getting it here. here is the video feed. And that's not to say that you should be getting it, because there's weather reception problems in every area. But we're, since it's going out pretty clean from here, we've got a fairly decent, which I'm surprised, man, because the weather, like I said, it generally jacks shit all to hell. Rory McLeod, I heard Bud Dickman was the lead website designer. That will be the day. James Kaufman, Steve Bozell in the kiddie pool. What a laugh. Bryn McLaughlin, that must have been one of our best doves. Bryn McLaughlin, I got my Aussie mate over in another chat window here. I'm in San Francisco. He's in Perth. Hi, everybody, from my matey Paul. Hey, Bryn, you chatting with Paul. Where's he? Is he just on a regular chat, or is he BSPing it? So, Bryn, you're in San Francisco now. Carla, hi, everyone. Corvallis, Oregon. Hey, Carla, how you doing? Pixel Traveler, art for the characters sounds like so much fun. Nathan Smith, all right, back. George McFly, as Jimmy Shorts says, very good, Jimmy Shorts. Rory McLeod, Jimmy Shorts, are you talking about Kevin Matthews' character? Rory McLeod, Phil, if you make a Steve Bozell best of, please include Pressed Ham. Which year is that, man? Tell me, and I'll find it. Definitely, man. I swear to God, definitely. I know the one you're talking about. Doug, I saw every single pitch. I have to go by the name of Chuck Booth as my author name because of that actor Doug Booth who cited Miley, who DT'd Miley Cyrus, linked to World Recap. Okay. Doug, thank you, buddy. I missed that, though, man. Let me see what that says. The fuck? Room temperature milk and cigarettes, says Hayden. I tried snorting a regular Coke since I'm losing some of the comments, and it's not scrolling back for me, which is very interesting. I wonder who that is. Went to boot camp at MCRD San Diego, says Wasey. So did my brother. Yeah, and they've shut it down now, Wasey. I don't know. James Kopp and Trucker CB chatter, you couldn't whip shit with an outboard motor. Jeff, I'm on Comcast. Anyone else getting near constant buffering? Anybody on Comcast getting near constant buffering? Rory McLeod, downtown San Diego used to be full of bums. That part is cleared up. James Coyle, hey, Phil. James, a brand spanking new BSP, checking in from Sun Valley, Idaho. Great to see you, brother. Thank you for being with us, okay? Listen to our pre-shows, because I hear that they're really good. I haven't fucking listened to one in years, man. Thanks, James. Good to see you, brother. And remember, you're grandfathered in at your current price. So just to give you a little update on that stuff, Pixel, there's a lot of great life story stuff in the pre-shows. I dig the pre-shows. Thanks, Pixel. Doug, Bernie G, yes, I did lots of interviews on the trip of 2015. Bernie G, Phil, I don't know. I'm a company driver, by the way. Did you ever get the email with the fire picture? Yeah, I did, man. I posted some of them. Did you see that? I posted them on Facebook. Did you email that, or did you message me on Facebook? Just send them to me. If I'm missing any, send them to me again, because the ones that I got, I didn't see any flames. I saw your truck burned up afterwards. MD Phil fan, it's coming from west to east. Makes sense. Makes sense, man. He's talking about the storm, because that's generally how the weather travels. Wasey, Jeff, all clear. Bryn, Rory, now San Diego's full of comic fans for 1 week a year. Yeah, Comic-Con. Alexis, I love sushi. The best, isn't it? I'm not a all-over-the-place sushi fan. I don't like crab meat with mayonnaise. No, 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 no. No, no. I will not eat that. But, and some of that shit, quail eggs and shit, I can't do that. You know, sea urchin? No. But, man, any kind of those tunas and, shrimp, shit like that, I love. Jeff, 10-4 Marine. Allie, rain has slowed in Glendale, and it's gone in Long Beach, so maybe the worst is over. There's thunder. Thunder, come here. Thunder, come on. What a fucked up cat. She, like, goes, meow, meow. Like, she doesn't know where I am. Give me a break, man. I'm here. In the morning, I wake up, and she's like, meow, meow. Like, I'm right fucking here, man. What's up with you? She's weirded out by I don't know. She grew up with lots of dogs and shit and cats, and now she's the queen of the castle here. Maybe it bums her out. Thunder, come on, man. I got to get a dog. And Whitney Cummings showed me the most beautiful Boston Terrier. And this little guy was a rescue dog. Someone tried to kill him with a baseball bat. So the little guy's jaw was kind of had to be reset. You know, I mean, you want to find that guy and you just end that motherfucker's life. But I saw that little Boston Terrier. I said, I want that guy. She goes, you got to understand, he's got a few little medical situations. I said, I don't give a shit. I'm good to go with him. He's the perfect size. So I'm going to find out, you know. But I think he's like, I think a lot of people want him. But he's the sweetest little guy that anybody would do that. I told her, and I, you know, I'm sure you guys are the same. I would kill a motherfucker. I don't care, you know. I go to jail and I go, what are you in for? I killed a guy for why? Because he was beating up a fucking Boston Terrier. What a pussy, you know. But hey, Frank, storms coming from southwesterly direction off the El Pacifico. Yes, progress on the dull and the dry continues slowly, says Rory. Nathan, thank you, Allie and Reggie. Nathan Smith, congrats. Nathan and Bren, Wasey, anyone drinking at the Rusty Pelican tonight? Pixel Traveler, Phil's old G. Gordon Liddy bit always kicked my ass, so funny. Doug, Marlins Park was new in 2012. They promised they would spend a lot of money. They did for a half a season in that inaugural year. Then they traded everyone away, killing the rep for any more free agents to sign. That was that after the World Series. You're right, Doug. And they promised a certain attendance, I think, to the powers that be. Nathan Smith, I wonder if I can have our baby fast-tracked to overlord status. We'll see. You know, I should do a Elcott this week and figure that one out. Wasey, I was going to go, but for the rain. James Coppin, LA is underwater. Rescuer. 4245 in Laurel Canyon, Studio City. Two vehicles fell into a 20-foot sinkhole, and at least one occupant was trapped and was rescued by firefighters, then transported to local hospital. Jesus H. Christ. Is this a picture? James just sent me a picture of this shit. See what it looks like. You know, nobody's, like, croaked or anything. I probably fucked this up. Oh, well. This is, like, right there. what river is that, man? Is that the 101? Is that downtown? I can't see shit. Oh, you know what? It won't, oh, there we go. Is that Laurel Canyon? I don't even know what I'm looking at here, man. Oh, I can do, okay, yeah. That's right up there in Studio City or something. Yeah, down to Laurel Canyon, down Laurel Canyon Boulevard. That's got to be fucked over, man, in that area there. What? I didn't know there was a river running right through Laurel Canyon. Yes, Phil, it's the Hollywood River. Is that the L.A. River? So, yeah, the whole thing is it's just messed up, man. Thanks, James, for that. Something we can look into. Woo! Where is this? You can't see the streets. But I know what that creek is. That's the one that runs under Laurel Canyon Boulevard. Okay. Thanks, buddy. Just wanted to check that out. It's kind of cool looking, you know, and shit. You know, you can see different shit. Let me get this back. Let me get back to my website. Here we go. All right. Thank you very much, James. Awesome shit. Tina, yep, needless to say, she wasn't my friend after she told me that. Tina was telling probably a really righteous story. Gary, that river didn't exist until a few hours ago. Rory McLeod, there's a real beer called Sweet Baby Jesus. Tina, yep, needless to say, she wasn't my friend of that. Bradley, there's CBD medical marijuana for pets. Not that I would know anything about that. Doug, I agree with the Bakian crash and Ken Forsey. Just isn't the same without the crash. Yeah, that's actually Sky Baby running it into a fucking... water tower, I think. Wasey, what do I mean, I think? I invented it. Yeah, it's a water tower. Wasey says, remember when Austin and Marcus said he was going to canoe across the country from L.A. to the East Coast? No. I got to find that one. Tina, yeah, I have a black cat and I love him and he brings me good luck and love. Of course. Black cats are... My first pet was a black fucking cat. You know? Then my second pet was a German Shepherd. Supposedly like this vicious, you know, animal. No. Hey, Phil, Anthony and Alexa here. Hey, Alexa. She's in Florida. We want to know if you have any... Alexa's in Florida. We want to know if you have any friends on the show Shameless. They've mentioned some of your characters' names a few times. I'll bet they have, Alexa. I'll bet they have. I don't have any friends on that show, but without question, I'll bet you there's some writers. And one writer on that TV show Black Sails, do you guys know the show Black Sails? One of the producers emailed me and said that he put Bobby Dooley's name in one of the shows. I think I showed you guys the video. And it was a scene where the captain is picking men to do a certain job. And he goes, Bobby, Dooley. And he goes, I thought you'd get a kick out of that. And I said, thank you so very much. All right, Alexa, no, I don't. But when you hear that, let me know what the names are so we can approach them and go, it's very nice. Do you know? No, it's not. Sky Baby, Sweet Tan, and Helen Viola would be a great bit, all yelling at each other in the same plane, says Pixel Traveler. Yes. Rory says, Shameless is awesome. What is Shameless about, man? I don't watch shit. You know, I'm taking an audition class, and our teacher says, watch television. I said, I don't watch shit. He goes, Phil. I said, do like National Geographic, does that count? William Bill checking in from Three Corners, Virginia. Do your thing. It's so funny. Bradley, that's so sick. Good call unfriending, Tina. What happened, Tina? I missed it. Rory McLeod, I have no doubt that there are TV writers who love Phil's show. That's true. At one time, it was. I don't know now. I mean, I bet I don't talk to those guys anymore because they used to call the show. The guys from Don't Shoot Me used to call. The Simpsons used to call. You know that. But I think we've got a lot of people listening to the show because, like, the shit keeps popping up, you know, and well, I'm so fucking good. I think they think they're going to hear some genius thing that's going to help them write, like, a whole episode of something, and it never happens, but, you know, hope springs eternal. Tina, Phil, my friend's husband swerved and killed a black cat on purpose so they wouldn't cross their path. What a... That's a fucking psychopath. That's a fucked up psychopath, man. That's a no-conscience motherfucker. You know? Guy did that, I'd like, let me out of the fucking car, man. You know? What are you talking about? Just a fucking cat. Yeah, well, and you're just a fucking guy, and I might throw your fucking ass out of this car. Just let me out. What you talking about, man? Bradley, it's Feud, Betty and Joan on FX. I want Phil to voice Rory... McLeod. It's Feud, Betty and Joan on FX. Is it a show, Bradley, that I can... Alexa Arguello, I left a clip on your fan page of Shameless. Thank you, Alexa, very much. That home you have that I've seen pictures of, Alexa, is that like a big ranch or something? I mean, that, not a ranch, but that looks like a beautiful house. Is that right near the sand? They got such a little beautiful little spread down there on the Gulf Coast in Florida. Bradley over Margaret and Bobby. Nathan, my Siamese mix likes to trip me, about killed me once or twice. Rory McLeod, ooh, I want to see Feud. Oh, okay. That's the show? Tina, James, yep. Allie, drink. All right, Allie, what you drinking, honey? Bryn McLaughlin, you watch television? You watched curling? Yeah, I did. I flipped the TV on today, and the first thing that popped up was NBC Sports Network, and it was goddamn curling, and I can't get into it. I understand that, you know, if you really watch a sport, you can get into it. I can't get into that shit. I don't care at all, man. Curling, yeah. Bradley, had a cat like that. He's talking to Nathan L. Allie, is there a drinking game? Wasey, you were in this. This is 42, right? I was, Wasey. I've got a pet fox, says Frank. He's like a dog-cat hybrid. Yeah. Foxes are like that, aren't they? They are. They're kind of, they're like dogs, but they're like cats. They're very playful. Very playful. Rory McLeod, I wish I could write for TV, but I can never finish anything. By the way, Pixel Traveler, you have a pet fox? Ah! Then stares. Hey, wait a minute. Yeah, he did say he has a pet fox. Frank, where are you calling from? I mean, where are you checking in from, man? Wait a minute. I just noticed that, too. A pet fox? So, is he in a cage? Is he not? Because foxes are not domesticated. They're wild. So, they can just, like, go apeshit at any minute and try to eat your foot or something. Nathan, Frank, sweet. Jonathan, hey, it's Big John from Cincinnati. All right. Drank Miller Lite all night, now drinking water. Good man. Good man. Pixel Traveler, Frank, seriously, how tame is he? Frank, yes. Allie, Mr. Henry, really? No one at my work knows who you are. Sad. LOL, I'm just fucking around. What were you referring to? But that did hurt. And then it stopped hurting when you said you were just fucking around. But I think you're kidding. I think you're serious that no one's ever heard of me. And that's okay. Because you got to be one hip motherfucker to know my shit, you know. And not everybody is. You guys, subscribers, you know. And then it kind of drops off from there. Because the world's lame, folks. The world is lame. Brian Anthony, checking in from Pennsylvania with my 15-year-old hound dog watching the feed. Hey, hey, man. Pennsylvania with your 15-year-old. Now, what's your doggy's name? Doug. Phil got 20,000 hours worth of content and guaranteed people have pilfered his stuff for years. Half of my vocabulary comes from Phil's characters. Yeah. You know. But we continually try to protect it. I was watching an interview with Peter Grant, the former manager of Led Zeppelin, and they were asking him, Peter Grant was well known as a very protective manager, and he was a big motherfucker, and he didn't have a problem punching people out if they fucked him over or fucked the band over. He was very loyal to his musicians. And they said, why don't you have Led Zeppelin do television? He says, because it's shit. He says, the audio is shit. But it's a lot of money. He says, I don't give a fuck. We can make more money. He says, we can make us just as much money touring with records, but I'm not going to have them do, you know. And so he drew the line, you know, and you have to do that. I do that, you know. I understand people want to listen to my shit, but you're going to have to either pay for that shit or download it legally or whatever the hell. I don't give a fuck. And it's because I come from the world of radio where everyone, from management above especially, was a blood-sucking piece of shit. I met a guy at the NAB in Las Vegas, an owner of many radio stations. This guy had been bootlegging my shit for years. He was too fucking stupid to know what he was doing. He'd say, hey, I like to listen to your shit. I said, where are you listening to it, man? And he said, here and there. I said, all that shit's illegally posted. Oh, well, he didn't give a shit because he's management and he owns, and all I am is some dog shit talent. So as far as he was concerned, listening to illegally copyright infringed content, that was okay with his ass. You know, he didn't mind stealing from fucking talent. So it's one of the reasons why I left radio permanent. And I will tell you this right now. I don't give a flying fuck how much money they offer me. I would never go back to work in radio. I don't care where. I don't care how. It doesn't make any difference to me. They'd have to offer me a fuck of a lot of dough, which they don't have. Radio doesn't have that kind of money. So fuck all them, you know. Now you got me thinking about that goddamn Rory McLeod. Feud is the story of Betty Davis and Joan Crawford. Yes. Absolutely. Pixel Traveler, Floofies, Bradley, yes, Feud is the new FX show with basically Bobby versus Margaret. Now I know that show. Mr. Henry, drinking whiskey tonight. You're always drinking whiskey, Allie. Aren't you? Isn't that your drink? And what do you mix it with? Anything? Straight? God damn. Bernie G, so I was just prompted to re-log in during this chat. What the fuck? Well, you lost your connection. Where's your Wi-Fi? What's going down? Gary Harper, when I was a kid, a cat ran in front of my car. I thought I'd killed it. I was crying and went back to bury it. No cat, no blood. It was cool. Yeah. Good job, man. Jason, but it shows you got heart, Gary. Shows you're, you know, a decent human being. Jason, my boss uses the term jackball after hearing me say it. It's a great word, isn't it? It's a Neil Rogers word. It's a Neil Rogers word that we keep alive. Hey, Phil, is there a country that you haven't visited yet and would like to? No, I've been to all of them. Yes, are you kidding? I mean, I kind of like to visit the South Pole, Antarctica. I'm serious about that. There's a cruise that goes from the southern tip of South America down to Antarctica. There's a whole bay there. You can go hiking. You can go looking at penguins and shit. Literally, it's a, I don't know if it's a day trip, maybe it's a 2-day trip, but you know, and you hike across portions of Antarctica. I would love to do that. And it's a National Geographic cruise ship, which I don't know. It's probably pretty nice. Who knows? But you got to get your ass down to the southern tip of South America to enjoy this. So there you go. Yeah, I would love that. Rory McLeod, I use Jackball in real life. Pixel Traveler, 300 yards of Jackball. L, watching curling might be slightly more boring than watching golf. God, it sucks. I tried to watch it tonight. Nathan Smith, Rory McLeod, me too. Nathan, I do too. Tina, my nephew passed away a week ago. Good Lord, Tina, I'm sorry to hear that. And his memorial service is tomorrow, so please keep our family in your thoughts. Tina, I'm very sorry to hear that. And we will. We will. Please know that. I'm so sorry. Do you mind me asking how old he was? Nathan Smith, and I've used 100 feet of dumbass. James Kaufman, Bernie, watch out for phishing scams, P-H-I-S-H. Tyson, we just got a puppy. The only difference between him and, we've lost that comment, that was the end of that. Frank, I'm back home in Vegas. Baker in Bozeman, there's Jeff Baker. Jeff, how you doing, man? Hey, by the way, where's Jeff in Sacramento? He's usually all over this feed, man. I wonder if he got, maybe he's out tonight. Maybe he's got a date or something. King Philip, have an odd question that relates to a new BSP-only idea I have for your new website. Are any of your BSPs a driver for Uber or Lyft? I don't know. Are any of you guys drivers for Uber or Lyft? Can't wait to hear this idea, though. Nathan Smith, Tina, sorry to hear that. Definitely will. Nathan, where do I get a pet fox? I don't think you do, man. I don't think wild animals should be. I mean, I'm not judging anybody here. I'm just saying that wild animals should not be traded as pets. You know, if you got one, if you rescued one, I understand. You know, and I'm not even judging. I don't get it. I don't see how a wild animal can be a good pet unless, you know, he's got lots of fucking space and you know. Because they are not domesticated. They haven't lived with human beings the way cats, dogs, you know, they don't recognize us. I'll give an example, the difference between a domesticated animal and a wild animal. When a wild animal sees a human, it's an enemy. It's another animal, it's to be wary of. When a domesticated animal sees a human, even as a newborn, they recognize humans. Cats, dogs, pigs, chickens, they look and they see a human and they go, that's part of my world. Either he's part of my pack or however the fuck cats or dogs or pigs relate. That's probably an oversimplification, but Frank, greatest demeanor of all time. Bryn, Tina, I will go and light a candle right now. Time will be a friend. Hugs, hugs, hugs. That's very sweet, Bryn. Thank you. Eat your foot, says Allie. Yeah, well, you're afraid that one day you'll just wake up and the fox has just chewed on your foot going, why did you do that? Because I'm a wild animal and I was hungry and you didn't get out of bed to get me a can of that shit that you buy. Bernie G, so the effing computer just kicked me to the curb. Bernie, your computer's fucked up because nobody else is complaining about it. William Beggs, Phil, do you hear from Mark Masters at all? Not at all, man. I mean, that's a guy who's so fucking prideful. And you heard about Masters, didn't you? It was in the news about 2 years ago. He got arrested for some kind of a domestic situation at his home there in wherever the fuck that was, Medford, Oregon. Oh, yeah. You know, pride comes before the fall, as the saying goes. And that was the most prideful motherfucker I think I've ever worked for in my life. Least sympathetic individual. And I don't think a very good broadcaster at all, and just a complete asshole in my book. Just a complete fucking prick, and I wasn't the only one that thought that way. So I got out of that situation, and it was thanks to Mark Masters that I decided that radio, I just threw that in the garbage can. So we go along. 2 years ago, I read, he gets arrested at his house, and if I remember the news story, and I think I do accurately, there was a 911 call from the Mark Masters home there. Police arrived, and he's arrested. And then the, you know, he was apparently threatening people if they posted the story. This is kind of like weird Scientology goon shit that a lot of these motherfuckers engage in. And Masters did this, try to intimidate people from not posting this story. And, you know, it's news. You know, the police logs and blogs and so forth, police records are public records. You can go as a reporter, go, aha, here's the police report, and put it there. But anybody that posted this, he would threaten him with a lawsuit. You know, bullshit. I mean, if I had a fucking blog, I'd post that motherfucking shit. And if you wanted to sue me, okay, then I guess it gets down to this. How much money do you have to piss away on a fucking lawyer on a situation you're going to goddamn lose? And how much money do I have? And I think right now, just, you know, if I had a blog that I wanted to post that shit on, I think I got more money than he does. You know, but that's just, you know, a wild guess. Rory McLeod, Phil, if you do end up writing a memoir, I think 100 Yards of Jack Ball would be a great title. It's a beautiful thing. Doug, yes, Rory, there are also several sayings like $300 worth, three guesses, first two don't count, go eat another serving of dumb for dinner. It goes on and on. Not ashamed to say, I quote often. Those are some great lines, man. MD Phil fan, a wild fox may tear your face off and wear it as a mask. Love it. Nathan, Tyson, we just got a puppy. The only difference between raising him and a human kid is if I leave him at home alone, no one will call the cops. Pixel Traveler, Google Fox Village in Japan. I'm so there if I visit Japan. Are they a bunch of foxes? Rory McLeod, oh yeah, they have a rabbit island too. Tina thanking Nathan and Bryn. Tina, again, I don't want to make you, you know, think too much about this, but I'm curious as to how old your nephew was. But if you don't have to tell me, it's okay. Doug, Phil, speaking of pre-show rants, best one ever was when you talked about the Jack in the Box owner appearing in all of his own commercials, and wasn't that where you came up with Jack Ball based on that guy? The Jack in the Box owner? You mean the Wendy's guy? I don't know. Who owns Jack in the Box? I don't even know who owns Jack in the Box. I know that Wendy's had Dave Thomas, that guy. And by the way, have you guys watched this goddamn Michael, who's the guy? Michael Keaton as Ray Kroc, the founder of the McDonald's chain, you know. I got to watch that. It looks very interesting, and there's some history there. 100 Yards of Jack Ball, Phil's new memoir. It's a good title, man. It really is. Nathan, sorry, I meant Phil Fan. Brian Anthony, my hound's name is Dodger, rescue dog that dodged a car when he was two. No kidding, man. Good for you. Bless his little heart. Pixel Traveler, there's an article on Kotaku or something about the Bunny Island. Looked fascinating. Greg, hello from Beaver Falls. Hey, Greg, how you doing, man? Greg's with us from Pennsylvania. Bryn, Tina, okay, seriously, the candle is going now. Hope it's a healthy and beautiful send-off for everybody. That's sweet, Bryn. Bernie G, Doug, I compiled a list of Hendryisms and posted it on Phil Fan's Facebook page. Hey, man, send us the link, Bernie. I never torrent or download anything illegally. I'm a content creator, too. I appreciate that, Rory. You know, I mean, look, if it's being offered for free, yeah, you know, but if it's, and I will even say this, if it's on a site, that's not illegal. That's not illegal. What's illegal is if the copyright holder says, please take it down, and you don't, that's illegal. See, you can't sue anybody for posting your shit. The only time you can sue them is if you say, oh, wow, that's my shit. Here's proof. Please take it down. And they don't. then you can fuck them up. But just posting stuff is not in and of itself illegal. You know, I mean, I suppose I could, if I could prove that a guy was posting it knowing it was illegal, it would not go well for that person in court. Because that would mean he's like a repeat infringer, and that, you know, there are records of that shit. But that's what safe harbor is. And a lot of people don't understand what safe harbor is. They think, you know, I got 2 minutes or 2 days to take it down. No, it doesn't mean shit. If you put that shit up and you know it is a copyright infringing act, you don't have safe harbor, motherfucker. If you put it up and you go, wow, this is really cool, I think I'll share it with people. And then the guy says, oh, you know what? I own that. Would you please take it down? Okay. And you take it down. You're cool. But if you say, fuck you, man, I'm not going to take it down. Ba, 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 ba. Let me just say this, because this is worth saying. I'm in touch with people who are business people like me. They're not fucking Warner Brothers. They're not Sony. They're not fucking MGM. They're small. They're songwriters. They're music publishers. They're musicians. They're content creators. I think Rory mentions he's a content creator. They're small business people. And when Pirate Bay posts that, and they think they're getting in the face of the band, all they're doing is fucking up small artists. And they're not doing anything to Warner Brothers. And they're not doing anything to fucking Sony. Warner Brothers and Sony, they have enough money to hire any kind of lawyer they want. And they can go after Pirate Bay, anybody. They can go after that Kim.com motherfucker, that fat piece of shit. Those people, in the name of internet freedom, are stealing, robbing from small artists who make their living, and that is their only living, man, on that content. Levon Helm is a classic example. You may think he's a big, you know, mogul. He was the drummer in a fucking band. He depended upon royalties from the sales of those albums. He had to go back out on tour in his 70s because nobody was protecting the copyright on those albums. And Levon Helm died of throat cancer out on the fucking road when he should have been retired and sort of enjoying his dotage. And some piece of shit, I think it's the guy that founded, one of the Reddit guys. I mean, I think I have this right. One of the Reddit guys was like encouraging the downloading of material based upon the internet freedom concept, and had the temerity to say that Levon Helm was fucked over by the music business. And one of Helm's friends said to this guy, he wasn't fucked over by the music business. You fucked him over, motherfucker. You stole from him. You encouraged other people to steal from him. And that has to be said. I don't mind the concept of going after MGM and going after Sony and going after Warner, but I understand. Good luck. But they're not doing that, man. They're just taking anybody's shit and dumping it. And they're making enemies of the smaller artists, people that they should be befriending. So what's happened now is only really hostile people, I mean hostile, bitter, angry, fucked people post other people's shit. And it's only to just fuck them up. There's no internet freedom concept going on there. There's no real, you know, hey man, we're in solidarity with the this new medium. It's none of that shit. It's just to fuck people over, you know. And Pirate Bay today, I'm very happy to say, and I don't necessarily have anything against those guys, but Pirate Bay today is a shithole. It's a swamp of viruses, and you don't even want to go near that motherfucker, man. You don't know what you're going to be downloading from that shit. Even one of the founders said so, because they found out that internet freedom doesn't mean that everybody's holding hands and kissing each other and saying, yay, we're free. It means that all of the criminal and low-life pieces of shit on the web can all meet and fuck over anybody that's trying to do something good. So the battle, you know, sort of continues on a different level. I didn't mean to do a speech. I apologize. But there you go. You know, there's one. There's a rant that probably would do well on the, I don't know what, my memoirs or something. This is great. I'm so happy that you joined me. I will keep you updated on the website when we're going to have that rolling out. Remember, that like constructing a house, as I mentioned this week, it's just, there's always something going on. But I'll keep you guys up to date on what's happening right now. The final bits of animation are getting into place. Some caricature pictures of the characters themselves. We're doing a marketing plan. There's a lot of stuff that has to do with sort of rolling the site out. And all of this is really for potential customers. You guys, as I mentioned, you'll always be at the price that you joined us at, including the $4.99 audio-only people. We've got a lot of those people, and we were just looking at you guys today. I said, look at all these $4.99 people, man. I know we signed up so many. Got a lot of you guys, and a few people at $6.95 when we first rolled out the website. And here is, I missed it. Fuck it. Never mind. My future wife was on TV. And anyway, all right, sports fans, that's it. Bless your hearts. Thank you. And good night from all of us here at Benny's Hot Dogs, Red Hots. Well, you know the place. You know the places. I know you got a little bit of dysentery here. I apologize for that. But come on back and have some of our noodle soup. No? No, there she is. Hey, honey, I didn't give you permission to be on TV. I did not give you permission to be on television.
I didn't give permission. Motherfucker!